Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, my fellow travelers, and welcome to a very special Spirit Therapy Radio. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and this is one of my favorite topics. Some topics really get me fired up, and I'm literally sweating with excitement on this one. Oh, the cosmic teachers, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the cosmic teachers, which, without whom, I don't know where we would be. I certainly don't know where I would be. They're one of my greatest finds and understandings. And even to think about the idea that there are teachers who are not physical right now, who are not here on Earth, Tom, Dick, Jane, and Harry, that can have so much to teach us and can still come through with a very powerful, helpful message in a timely manner. So let me explain what I mean by cosmic teachers. I also mean off-world teachers. So those are presences and entities, ascended masters, if you will, who are connected with us and have a responsibility with us and to guide us and are part of this world, but are in non-physical form right now. So they may be from other planets. They may be from other times. They may be a universal force that we all resound with, such as Jesus, Buddha, Kuan Yin, who is also associated with both Jesus and Buddha, archangels, Roman, Greek gods and goddesses, any of these, as well as our, let's call them what they are, alien, non-earthly beings who talk with us, like the Pleiadians. Pleiadians are one of the ones that come through first, because they're very close with us, and I'm going to just jump right in with the stuff that I know about the cosmic teachers. So, Pleiadians, they're the first to make contact, they're the first on the list. I see the Pleiadians as we are their starseed, one of many starseeds, but they had a hand in creating us. And they are us in the sixth dimension, where we are going, the fifth and sixth. So they have a wonderful message of love and light, and they have a big hand in waking up this planet. And they will talk to you, and they will come to you if you so choose for them to. Some people say that, you know, they can be a little snide, a little snippety, but, you know, all these teachers also have their own personality and their own vibration from which they're coming from. So they're all going to be different. They're not just this one loving source that's like, oh, we love you and be good and happy. You know, there's a lot more to it. So there's so much that you can look up on the Pleiadians. I'll leave them with that for you. And I'll move on to Abraham. Because Abraham is a collection of souls who talk through a woman named Esther Hicks, who did a lot of work with her husband, who is now on the other side, Jerry Hicks. And so Esther learned how to channel. She wasn't really very interested in it, didn't really know what to make of it. And now she's been doing it for 35 years. And so the message of Abraham is very much the key word, the vortex. getting into the vortex. And what Abraham talks about is us feeling in our power stream, our connection with Source, with God, with our higher self, with everything that is here and available to us for guidance, loving us, showing us, protecting us, guiding us. That's one of the morning mantras that Abraham gives us, is to start on the love train of thank you, all these beings, everything that I am, my source for being with me and loving me and guiding me and protecting me and loving me and guiding me and protecting me, and starting your day on that. He also talks a lot about momentum, because there's in the vortex, there's out of the vortex. We all jump back and forth. It's part of the contrast. That's why good things feel good and bad things feel bad. When they feel bad, you're out of the vortex. And then how do we stay in the vortex more and more? How do we stay in this good feeling place more often? And that's where momentum comes in. Momentum is the reoccurring thoughts that we have coming, the reoccurring emotions that we have coming most of the day. And so one distinction is to see what your dominant thought is about any subject. And then you'll know where your vibrational match is, where you are vibrating on that subject. And if you are vibrating in some sort of worry, fear, or lower idea about that thing most of the time, maybe you want to feel good about it, but you're basically like, oh, worried, then we have that, there's a lot of momentum going with that. And you can really turn around manifestation by recognizing that and going, okay, we got a lot of momentum going in the worry fear factor. So how do we turn it around? And Abraham talks about pivoting. We just pivot. If you just release, do a little bit of releasing of resistance and going, okay, this way isn't working. Why am I fighting upstream? I'm paddling like a maniac and I'm getting nowhere. So stop paddling, and then your boat just automatically turns around and starts going downstream. And that's part of being in the flow. That's part of being in the vortex. And the more you are comfortable with that flow and can release and flow into the flow, then you get momentum going in the direction that the universe is going with you. So Abraham is a very loving off-world cosmic teacher. So, and you will see if he resonates with you. I'm going to give you a few and you can go on a journey. You'll know what's going on. But let me just say, you know, it's not mainstream talking, really, because these people are channeling. So I ask you to suspend your disbelief, just like you do with the movies and in TV. You suspend your disbelief and go, okay, well, what if this was happening? And what if this is really an entity coming through and talking through this person? And I've been listening to them for some years now, and still it wraps my brain around what I mean, like, I have to constantly understand more and more about what's going on. But that's one of the great things, like, even just opening your mind to the idea that there are cosmic teachers coming through, people who are willing to be a conduit on this planet. You know, it's tuning to a whole new frequency of understanding and learning that is available to us right now. You just have to get past, like, the social, you know, why is that guy's eyes closed? Why does he yell when he starts talking? I'm now talking about Bashar. Bashar, Esther's very sweet. Bashar is the other side. I think Abraham's more female oriented and Bashar is more male. You know, figure out what you're doing and where's your focus. where's your focus? Because that's what you're manifesting, and everyone is in their own reality. So why would you not do something wonderful? So, and here's Bashar's story. So he channels through Daryl Anka, and Bashar is a hybrid of, ready for it, half gray and half human. And it is, he lives 300 years in the future. And he is actually Daryl, the man he channels through, 300 years in the future. So they have a agreement. They had a soul agreement that I will come back and I will channel through you. And Daryl had to say when the time came, also about 35 years ago, maybe 25, if he was still interested in this agreement that he had with his own soul. And obviously Daryl was still down for the shakedown. And so he's been channeling him. And here's an interesting tidbit about the Bashar. So when I knew about off-world teachers, but I wasn't really using YouTube, the Library of Alexandria, to its full potential of understanding. And but I had known about my friend who was going to these monks, and the monks seemed to know all this stuff about me. So in one of my meditations, I saw this, what looked like a monk to me. He looked like an Asian monk. Like, he looked like he had slanty eyes and bald, and he talked in really short sentences and seemed to have a wry sense of humor. And so I thought, well, I guess this is one of the monks. Well, later I listened to a recording of all of these teachers, and I heard this voice, and I was like, that's the voice that talks to me in the bath. What, who is that? So distinct. And so I soon to find out it's Daryl Anka, and Daryl channels with his eyes closed, so they look like slanted eyes, and he's bald. So it was, I mean, there's no denying that. So I was like, okay, this guy's clearly talking to me. And Bashar is a wonderful answer to Abraham. I mean, it's a wonderful back and forth. He's less emotional and more to the point, cut to the point. Why are you doing that if it's not making you feel good? Figure it out. Let's look at it. It kind of a teacher. So there's the two heavy hitters that I enjoy very much. I will go into some others when we return, but let me go ahead and play my song. So I wanted to play a song that had the feeling of cosmic teachers. Oh, what is that? That's what I thought. Is it angelic? Is it Gregorian chant? Is it meditation music? It's all those things. And I think you can really tune in if you do any kind of meditation in or out of the bath. You can really tune in with these different kinds of musics, and you'll see which ones you can travel with. But this one that I chose, again, with the YouTube, I'm not kidding when I say Library of Alexandria, you can find so much, and it's so geared towards you. Just try it. Try going on any expedition, and you will find something that really speaks to you. So there's this song by Earthrise Sound System, and it's called Rama. And I was going to play Rama, but then I found these people talking. The rap is coming back up, apparently, in my life. And so, but the words are glorious. So here is Earthrise Sound System, Rama, redone and recalled Metaphysical Fitness. See you in 3 minutes.
The mind is still, I am not that, neither the body, so I watch the illusions get chopped up. Just like karate, absorb the nadis and transfer the attention. Ascension from the lower energy fields. Love is the meal, the only thing real and shades of it. We made of it, the rays of it display something amazing when you can only feel its presence. So feel this realness, the mystery above revealed when we begin again as children. Witnessing innocence and divine resemblance. Omnipresent resident of the heart, center is the super soul. Transferring messages, answers to the question when it manifests in presence. The passage is the figment of your imagination, and so is the future.
That song just gets me going. What a great find. Medical physical fitness. And in the video, if you look on YouTube, there's this chick doing like some amazing yoga poses. Oh, and in the video, there's this Asian dude doing, it looks like a capoeira. And he's doing it right in my neighborhood, around the corner. Near the Statue of Liberty, you'll see, like, the water. Amazing. I was like, wow. I had no idea. I mean, this song just came on my Pandora, and then, you know, it stuck with me. So my point is that the messages are everywhere. I mean, you do not need to log into YouTube to get the messages, although that is also a place where they are. Yeah. And you'll know within minutes whether this person is speaking to you or not. Again, suspend the disbelief. I mean, like Bashar, I was a little like, whoa, the way he talks. But he's also, you know, you'll see earlier messages, they're a little more hardcore, like the people are learning how to channel, you know, and now they're a little bit smoother. So anyway, so I'm just going to mention a couple other teachers. So you have plenty of avenues to explore your cosmic teachers in the Library of Alexandria. Welcome to the library. So, Ramtha is one that's been around for many years. And he's kind of like the soldier. He's like the no bullshit. Get right to it. Realize that you're divine nature, that you are God, and that you are an observer. And work your magic. Find your worth. Stop pussyfooting around. And do what you got to do. And realize your greatness. That's basically Ramtha. Calls himself the Ram. So if you have any affinity towards Aries and the Ram, then he may be the guy for you. Channeled through Jay-Z Knight. And actually, there's a wonderful interview from like 1975 or something, or maybe 85. I think it's 75. On the Merv Griffin Show. Ramtha appears on the Merv Griffin Show back when, you know, people are like, what? I mean, the internet is barely a thing. And you'll see, like, the beginnings of Ramtha and like, the beginnings of, like, what channeling is really about. So, anyway, it's a cool little thing. And, of course, you can always tune in with Jesus, Buddha, Kuan Yin, Diamond Soul Buddha, another wonderful thing to look up. It's the last teachings of Buddha. That's 300 lines as opposed to some of the others that are like 10,000 lines. So very distinct, all about the paradox that I keep talking about. Judgment is non-judgment, virtue is non-virtue, and how to basically walk the middle road. That is the Buddha vibration. To understand the teachings, the Dharma, and use the Dharma, but not attach to the Dharma and think that the Dharma has really done anything for you. Even though it's the greatest teaching, it's also nothing and for no one. So, if you like paradoxes, that's your spot, Diamond Soul Buddha. And you can have people read it to you and read it physically at the same time. So, like, that, I find that very helpful. You can sort of search around for which one you like. And there's a lot of lost gospels out there that people are talking now. I mean, Dead Sea Scrolls, the Essenes, Lost Gospel of Thomas. So if you are anything of a doubter, Thomas may be the guy for you, you know, to see what's really up. And, well, I'll share with you, you know, being a Thomasini, that's like little Thomas. So never really thought about it until I went on these journeys and I was like, doubting Thomas. Because I do. I doubt everything until I prove it to myself and prove it to you. I mean, I can't prove it to you. Only you can do that. But I have to be able to tell you what it is and see if it works with you. And then if it works with you and it works with me, it's a thing. So the doubting is actually not so bad of a thing, because with the doubt, you have to prove it and prove it again. But how do you do that? And the proving is not always in the physical. Sometimes it's in the mind and in the vibration. Bum, bum, bum. And last but certainly not least, who's the greatest cosmic teacher? You are. You are. You are the greatest cosmic teacher you will ever find. Ever. Because you are really living in your own reality, in your own universe. You are part of the universe. You are made from stardust, from galaxies and universes and stars. So who are you, and who is everything that is you? If it's in your DNA, the stars are in your DNA. Well, which stars are they, and what's the vibration of them, and who's talking to you from there? And your counsel, everybody now, if you're paying attention, everybody has it, but if you're paying attention, your counsel is readily available. What do I mean by that? Your counsel are all the sides that talk to you in your head. And you may or may not know who they are or being able to distinguish between one voice or another, but it's when you sit down to have a conversation with yourself, and the voices that come to you and the thoughts that you think, that's your counsel talking. And your counsel is all kinds of things, depending on who you are. You have warriors, you have angels, you have archangels, you have ascended masters, Saint Germain, Kutumi. All of these, but you also have, you know, some maybe they look like demons, a little darker entities. You know, that's also part of everybody that's sitting at the table needs to have a say. You know, somebody's got to be the god of the underworld and fight the battles that you don't want to deal with in the dark. So, you know, I'm just saying there's a lot of different sides to you. And that's your counsel. And so, just like you suspend your disbelief when you listen to teachers who are channeling or channeled, you also suspend your disbelief with who and what is talking in your head. And the disbelief is, am I making it up? Well, we're making everything up. And what do you mean by real? Is this real? Are you really talking to me? Well, what do you mean by real, and why is real so important? I mean, we're talking, aren't we? Here we are having a conversation. Is it any more real or less real than me standing in front of you talking? So, you know, just the exploration is a beautiful thing. So I wish you wonderful travels. Wonderful travels. There's so much information out there to be had. There's so much being revealed. And this is how it's getting revealed. We're not tramping around in caves and find, oh, look at this. This is from 40,000 years ago. You know, I mean, we're just not doing that. And yes, some are, and they're finding things, and thank you very much, but upload it. Upload it into the library so it's fully accessible to all of us. So you just have to teach the YouTube a little bit. Find your own Dewey Decimal System with the box. That's the device. We all have a device. Use your device to do something worthwhile instead of, you know, watching bullshit TV. Not saying all the TV is bullshit, because a lot of it's really good. And it's also revealing and getting the masses comfortable with certain concepts. I mean, there's a lot of them. Doctor Who, Sherlock, these are my favorites. Grimm, some things are different than you might want. A lot of these things are not like the others. So, yeah, man. So, yeah, the messages are everywhere if you just tune in. Oh, and I want to mention, it's wonderful, so many things that Spirit can do for you. And there are so many things that Spirit cannot do for you unless you ask. And unless you give permission, and unless you open up a little bit to the things that feel loving and light. If they feel loving and light, they probably are. You know the difference. If you're unsure, then maybe it's not, you know, but just, wow, you can feel it. So, using those so that, you know, and giving permission so that they can be more effective and you can work together and you can see the miracles, the daily miracles. So, my Daughters of Isis pick of the week. I'm going with the Kuan Yin Mister. Mister, you just spray it and you can smell it everywhere. Kuan Yin, both male and female, goddess of compassion, the one who hears the cries of the world. So if you are any kind of healer and compassionate person, Kuan Yin is part of your vibration. So Kuan Yin, you can find on daughtersofisis.com. Gwen the Blender is more than happy to help you with any questions that you have. And if you would like a spirit therapy session with me, we can delve into all kinds of different topics. And if I can't do it for you, I know someone that can. Astrology charts, tarot card readings. But with me, we'll discuss where you are, what's going on, who's talking to you, you know, what vibration. All these teachers. So you can find me at spirittherapy.nyc. Spirittherapynyc.com, both of them. So, yeah. All right. Any last minute thoughts? Kryon is one that I didn't mention. He's an interesting dude. Yeah. Oh, and there's this wonderful lady called Christmas Major. She channels Metatron. Very interesting as well. All right. So maybe we'll do a round two. I will see you next week. Love and light to all beings. Love yourself so you can love the world and know thyself. Have a wonderful week. And we will see you on the flip side. Good night. We'll be right back.